Brian Hayes, tell me what's happening now with VAT, value-added tax, and the MEPs looking or discussing a definitive system for the taxation of trade between member states.
Well, we know that VAT is an important part of the tax heads. In Ireland, it represents just over 20% of the total tax we bring in. And member states currently have a huge amount of latitude in deciding what VAT rates per goods and services. So you have such a variety between one member state and the next. There's two big pushes on from the Parliament. One, to try to reduce the number of flexible options that member states can have. At the moment, there are five different categories that we can opt out of. They want that reduced. But secondly, they want a new system of greater VAT harmonisation, thereby trying to distort the internal market in goods and services. And there is an argument here. If you have an internal market in place and you're trying to sell from one country to the next, if you have different rates of VAT, it's a disincentive to and a barrier to trade. Having said that, frequently people are looking for reductions in VAT in certain areas as a means of enhancing the economy. We saw it in the economic crash years when we reduced VAT for hotels and for restaurants, and it did have an impact. Impact. Member states must always have that option to be prepared to try to prime their economy. The dilemma is, if you minimise the number of areas where you can actually have that flexibility, it makes it more difficult to respond to crisis. And I think we need to look on this with somewhat scepticism, because I think it is important in an open economy like Ireland, which is essentially a trading economy, that we have tax competition on VAT, that we're not exposed to a harmonised tax rate that could actually do more harm to the exporting of goods and services from Ireland. So we need to look on this very, very carefully.
Because it can be very complex, actually, wondering what level of tax should you apply. There can be VAT exemption situations as well. And accountants don't even know sometimes what levels of VAT should be applied and who's exempt and who's not exempt.
And that is the way it is. But at the moment, it's member states have the prerogative in determining VAT and taxation policy. As you know, within the treaties, it isn't an issue of qualified majority voting. It's an issue of unanimity. The only way the EU can agree to this is by way of unanimity. I think member states will be quite jaundiced about moving to a system of reducing their options that could prevail in a circumstance where there's an economic crash. Every state needs to be able to respond differently. VAT is one of the tools that you would use for the purposes of trying to reprime an economy, and therefore the kind of push from Parliament for greater VAT tax harmonisation, not dissimilar to their views on corporate tax and other aspects of taxation policy, could be a potential disadvantage for Ireland.